I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care in such a special way. That's why I love you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I'll praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I'll praise you. I'll lift you up and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price. Way back on Calvary. That's why I'll praise you. I'll lift you up and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Lord our God, how thankful we are that our hearts are filled with praise. We praise you for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you will do. We pray now that you would hear our prayer, for our prayer is for courage. Courage to stand behind this sacred desk, to declare the words of truth. We pray for strength. Strength to stand where others have stood and preach to this waiting congregation. We pray for wisdom, that what is said and what is done will bring glory and honor to your name. Pray for guidance, that you would guide me, for the hymn has written, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hands. May the words spoken today be meet to the soul of your people. For some cry out, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in the name of Christ I pray. And the people of God who love God said, amen. William Ara Newell has written a great hymn of the church. It is entitled, At the Cross. You can find the words on page 492 of our hymnal, a hymn that is in the pew. I like the refrain of that great hymn. The lyrics, the words or the standards are great, but the refrain gives me strength. At Calvary, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. I want to talk this morning from the thought at Calvary. Comes to us from the gospel written by that beloved physician, Luke. Luke, a follower of Jesus Christ, making him a disciple, but also a follower of the Apostle Paul. It is his experiences with Paul and with the disciples of Jesus Christ that he writes this text. Luke writes as if he was there. Some people say that he was not there, therefore, vicariously, he writes. But whether he was there or not, it was at Calvary that Jesus the Christ was crucified. Listen to his words, the 23rd verse. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hung railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, at cross, at the cross, at Calvary, at Calvary. You may be seated in the presence of our King. There are several things that happen in the life and experiences of Jesus before he got to Calvary. All of us know that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in a stable there, wrapped in swaddling clothes. All of us, if not most of us, know that the three wise men from the east came bearing gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All of us know about the changing of water into wine. H2O into a beverage. Don't know what kind of wine it was. Could have been Morgan David. Could have been Broom Farm. Could have been Gallo. Who drank it the most? What's the price? Oh, somebody know. Somebody been to the ABC store, the American Baptist Church store. All of us realize that when his mother said that they have no wine, Jesus said, What do I have to do with that? What does it have to do with me? My hour, the time of my influence in the salvation of man is not yet come. All of us, mindful of that first miracle at the wedding, thank you, young man, at Cana of Galilee. All of us, he's on his way. 30 years old, he begins his public ministry. After working in the carpenter's shop, making chairs and possibly pews for the synagogue, furniture for Miss Mary's house, cabinets for Miss Ann's house. Not Ann Carter, but Miss Ann's house. All of us are aware that at the age of 12 years old, father and mother going to pay taxes, and somehow or another, with their parenting skills, they still got separated from Jesus. The Bible said they searched for him among kin people, friends, strangers. Have you seen a little boy dark complexion, feet like potter's brass, hair like lamb's wool. That's the way Revelation describes him. His name is Jesus. His mission is to save his people from their sins. Have you seen my baby Jesus? Sweet little baby Jesus. Have you seen him? Josephus says that they finally made their way to the temple. Found him in the temple talking to lawyers and doctors. One writer said to Josephus, said that he asked the lawyer the question, how can you plead a man's case that's doomed for hell? 12 years old, what wisdom, what oratorical skills. And then asked the doctor, doctor, pathologist, hematologist, doctor, how can you heal a sin-sick soul? Both doctors, lawyers, sit in amazement as his mother, Mary, and his father, Joseph, calls for him, Jesus, Jesus, come here, boy. We've been looking for you, not just one night, two nights, 3 days. We have been looking for you. And then that love, we found you in God's house, in the temple. He's on his way to Calvary. As he moves toward Calvary, 10 lepers, knowing of his power and healing in his voice, they say to him, don't come and touch us. Just say the word and we shall be made whole. Is there anybody here that's been made whole by the word of God, by the messages that come through scripture? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I am the light of the world. Messages of hope, messages of power. He healed with just the word, go show yourself to the preacher. Oh, y'all missed it. Go show yourself to the priest. For only the priest can declare you healed and whole. Thank God that you don't need me to declare you healed and whole. When he died on Calvary, the record is that the veil in the temple was split, rent in two, and now you and I have free access to go to the Father, to the mercy seat. Let me hurry to my close here. Here at Calvary, there are some words that are spoken at Calvary. And I just want to share with you some thoughts about the words that were shared and that were spoken at Calvary. The right words were spoken. The first thing that he did was he prayed for his enemies. Prayed, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Let me see if I can set it up by talking about the right words. A friendly postman struck up a conversation with a 4-year-old boy
about his babysitter. The postman said, "Can she talk?" "No," the little boy answered. "She has her teeth, but her words haven't come in yet." Are y'all kissing on your way home? There's an important part of the growing up process, getting the right words, getting the right words in. The right words can bring peace. The wrong words can cause war and destruction. The right words can bring harmony. The wrong words can cause discord and suspicion. The right words can bring healing. The wrong words can cause sickness and pain. The right words can produce love. The wrong words can spread hatred and hostility. Jesus is at Calvary not because he has been betrayed by Judas. Judas betrayed him for money. My question today is, how many times have you and I betrayed him? Sitting at the bar and somebody saying, "Didn't I see you in church?" "What are you talking about, man? What church?" How many of us have betrayed him on the job by not being faithful to our calling as Christians, by joining in with the crowd when the crowd is not right? Ramsey Lewis, that great organist, says in his rendition of the in crowd, the words to that song is, "I go where the in crowd go. I do what the in crowd, what they do." But can I share something with you? As a member of the body of Christ, as a disciple of Christ, you and I cannot follow the crowd. We must march to a different drum beat. We must follow the examples of Jesus Christ. Yes, he drank with sinners, but he came that they may know that there is a better way, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is at Calvary not because Judas betrayed him, not because Peter denied him. My question today is, how many times have we denied him by our actions and by our inactions? Sometimes we need to act when we don't act. And there are sometimes we just need to just... sit on it and let God work it out. Peter denied him, but that's not the reason he's at Calvary. He's at Calvary because of your sins and my sins. He said, "I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly." My mission in life is to die for the sins of the world. And so I came through that council called the Triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And what does he do? He's there because the wicked had plotted against him. Why could the wicked let the good men alone? Calvary, because there is enmity between the serpent's seed and the seed of the woman. You remember Genesis chapter 3, don't you? They crucified him. That is what they do to the Prince of Peace. That is what they do to people who carry the word of God, who have on them the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. They crucify every believer. If you think you won't be crucified, keep on living. They will talk about you. They will exercise your name, not for anything other than they are wicked and they are children of Satan. They crucified him. But Lord, does he do? The first thing that Jesus does is he offers a word of prayer. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If you be the Christ, come down off the cross. That's what those who were persecuting him, those who had nailed him to the cross, the one who had put a spear in his side, if you be the Christ, I doubt that you're the Christ. After all the miraculous work that you've done, of all the miracles that you have done, I still doubt. There are still doubters in this world today who doubt that Jesus Christ is Lord. But let me say to you, die in your sins and not confess your sins. End up in hell and see who the judge is. He is the righteous judge. Jesus says, Father, forgive them. Those who nailed my hands, forgive them. The soldier that pierced me in the side, forgive him. Herod, Pilate, and all, forgive them. That's a word from the cross at Calvary. It's a word of forgiveness. And then there is a word that defeats death. Jesus was brought to his knees, but turned not his face from God. Like Joseph, he was placed in prison, but the prison couldn't keep him. Like Jonah, he was cast into the sea of the grave. But on that third day, he rose again. He defeated death at Calvary. Death was defeated. Though he was stripped of everything, like Job, and though they gambled for his garment, he still had the power to be raised from the dead. He defeated death. Jasper Williams, that great preacher of Atlanta, Georgia, has a message that talks about the resurrection of Christ. He says that death said, if you get him to me, I'll kill him. And the Bible said that he did die. Death was victorious in taking his life. The grave said, if you put him and deposit him in me, I'll hold him. But thanks be to God that on that third day morning, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God for going to Calvary. The reason why I thank him for going to Calvary is because he died for my salvation, rose for my justification. And guess what? When I get to heaven, I'm going to heaven. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care how you treat me. I am going to heaven. And when I get to heaven, I don't have but one sentence to make. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you for going to Calvary. Is there anybody here with a word of thanks on your lips? Thank you. Thank you. Somebody said, I want to see my mother. Yeah, I like to see Verdine. I like to see Mary B. But guess what? I just want to see Jesus. Just to behold his face, just to see the nail prints in his hands, and just to hear him say, "Your sins are forgiven. Today, thou shalt be with me." Oh, yeah. In paradise. I don't know about you, but paradise lost and paradise gained. I want to gain the paradise where Jesus says, "I am. I am that I am. I am." I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, at Calvary, the right words were spoken. The word of prayer, the word of forgiveness, and the word of redemption. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. The little boy said, "She has her teeth, but her words haven't come in yet." Hallelujah. How many of us have teeth, false or real, but we don't confess the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The door to my Father's house is standing open. We invite you to come. Come on, choir, sing. Church is standing. Come on. Come on, praise him.
Praise
come on, church, help say.
Praise him.
Praise him. when I received my sight, and now, oh, at the cross where I and the burden, they all rolled away. It was there when I received my sight, and now, oh, at the cross. Where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there when I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At last, my sovereign died. Would he that sacred for sinners such as I, oh, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens, oh, they all rolled away. It was there when I receive my sight, and now, Jesus, I'm happy all the day. Oh, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there. It was right there when I received my sight. And now I'm happier all the day. He groaned upon the tree, amazing grace and love, beyond, oh, at the cross and the burdens, they all rolled away. It was there by faith when I received my sight, and now I'm happier all the day.
David.
He never said a mumbling word. 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 Oh, me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood